vocabulario, gramática,
listening y speaking.
Aprende estas y más habilidades en este tu podcast English Way RD para aprender inglés con Thomas
y Starling. Vamos, ¿qué esperas? Exploremos el idioma a tu paso de forma divertida en este nuevo episodio.
Hola amigos y amigas de English Way RD. Bienvenidos a otro increíble episodio de su podcast y con ustedes, como siempre, su host de confianza, Thomas. En el día de hoy vamos a hablar de un tema un poquito diferente. Vamos a hablar de lo que es las vacaciones en inglés. Algunos consejos, frases y un poquito de humor para los viajeros. Recuerden que el episodio será totalmente en inglés. Así que para esos de ustedes que les encanta practicar, este episodio será perfecto. Y antes de que iniciemos, recuerda que puedes apoyar el episodio, o bueno, este, cada episodio, el show en general, haciendo clic y aportando a través de nuestro Patreon. Con solo $3 como mínimo, puedes unirte. También recuerda que tienes un mini curso de inglés, al cual también puedes acceder a través de Patreon, con el cual tendrás tareas, me tendrás a mí básicamente enseñándote una lección completa en inglés, con ejemplos, poniéndote a practicar y demás. Así que ve al Patreon ahora mismo. Si quieres apoyar el show, support the show, simplemente haz clic y ayúdanos con esa aportación para mantener la calidad del show. También si deseas ser parte de lo que es esa clase que tenemos ahí disponible, puedes simplemente inscribirte y hacer clic en el enlace. See you there. Now, without any further ado, let's start our podcast. Everyone, buckle up and get those metaphorical pants thumped, because we are about to embark on a journey through the wonderful world of talking about vacations in English. Whether you are jetting off for a business trip to New York or backing through South Asia, this episode will equip you with the lingua to chat about your adventures with confidence and maybe even a sprinkle of humor. Let's face it, vacations are a universal language, but when it comes to discussing them in English, well, things can get a little bit tricky. Fear not, amigos. Mastering this skill goes beyond just bragging about that killer tongue. Although, let's be honest, sometimes bragging rights are earned. Here is the real deal. Networking. Imagine discussing your travels with an English-speaking colleague or potential employer. Talking about your adventures showcases your personality and can even be a great conversation starter. It also helps with making friends. Solo travel? No problem. Talking about past trips is a fantastic way to connect with fellow explorers, both local and international. And it helps a lot with boosting confidence. Fear of the unknown can hold us back. I'm guilty of that. I've been held back by that, things that I don't know. However, by conquering English vacation talk, you will feel more prepared and confident while traveling abroad. All right. Time to ditch the Spanglish and dive headfirst to some key English vocabulary. Here are some must-knows to get you started. Vacation in the US, holiday in UK. This is the big one. Remember, Americans say vacation while British tend to use holiday, and it's pretty much just a day off. Destination, where are you headed? This could be a city, beach, mountain range, or even grandma's house. Hey, vacations come in all shapes and sizes. Don't judge. Activities, what are you planning to do? Relax on the beach, relaxing, explore a new city, sightseeing, go hiking, trekking, or maybe even learn to surf. Catch some waves, dude. Accommodation. This is where you will be laying your weary head. Options include hotels, hostels, Airbnbs, or even camping under the stars. Transportation. How will you get there? Plane, train, automobile, car, or maybe even a good old-fashioned bicycle, biking. Now that you know the building blocks, let's spice things up. Verbs and adjectives are your secret weapons for painting a vivid picture of your vacation with your English speaker. A couple of verbs that I'm going to be using in these examples are explore, hiked, relax, and many others. For example, I explored the ancient ruins. We hiked to the top of the mountain. She relaxed on the beach all week. Also, you could use adjectives to pretty much add to what you're speaking about. A couple could be fascinating, challenging, breathtaking, crystal clear. For example, the ruins were fascinating. The hike was challenging, but the view was breathtaking. The beach was pretty and the water was crystal. All right, amigos, you are armed with vocabulary and descriptive language. Now, let's get conversational. Here are some handy phrases to get you started. Planning a trip? I'm planning a trip to a specific destination in X month of the year. For example, I'm planning a trip to Colombia in January. I'm planning a trip to Chile in May. Or I'm planning a trip to Japan in June. Are you thinking of going anywhere on vacation this year? That's another example. Well, I'm not going anywhere. That's sad. Also, another example could be, have you ever been to Rome? It's an example of a destination. Have you ever been to Spain? Have you ever been to Cuba? Have you ever been to Costa Rica? Now, that's when planning a trip. Let's discuss about past trips. You could use phrases such as, I just got back from a fantastic vacation in Brazil. Or I just got back from a fantastic vacation in Panama. What was the highlight of your trip? That's another example. Also, you could use the next one that I'm going to say, because it's a great way to bond over shared culinary experiences. You could say, the food in Dominican Republic was amazing. Or the food in South Africa was amazing. Remember, a little humor goes a long way. Here are some ways to inject some laughter into self-deprecating jokes. An example, I got so lost trying to find a train station that I ended up in a bakery and ate my weight in croissants. It was delicious, though. Another way to inject humor is through a cultural faux pas. It's like a cultural mistake. An example, hope anyone from Iceland that is listening to this podcast does not get offended. Please do not. It's not my intention. This is just an example. I accidentally ordered a plate of sheep's brain in Iceland. Let's say it was in my finest culinary moment. Another way for you to inject some humor into your travel talk is through language blunders. I have to confess, I've been guilty of this. For example, one joke that you could tell to your friends, an example of a joke is, I tried to ask for directions in Spanish in France. Let's just say that it didn't go too well. Guys, I think I have said this multiple times, many of my podcasts, like many, many times. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. Embrace the learning process. Talk to your English-speaking friends. Watch some travel shows in English. Or even narrate your daily commute in English. Now, who needs a travel log when you have your grocery shopping list, right? Now, but just joking. Remember, the more you practice, the more comfortable you will be with the language and the more confident you will become. Experience is talking to you right now. Now, this is a pro tip. Use language exchange apps or websites to connect with native English speakers. Not only will get you practice, but you might even make some new friends along the way. Remember, amigos, vacations are all about creating memories and having fun. So go out there, explore the world and use your newfound English skills to share your adventures with confidence. Now, I'll give you some bonus ideas right now here. It's important to take into consideration that not everyone's idea of a vacation involves sandy beaches and fruity cocktails. Here you have some ways to discuss some alternative vacation styles in English. For example, adventure travel. You could say something like, I'm going on a white water rafting trip down the Colorado River. It's wild. I'm going on a white water rafting trip down the Colorado River. Another vacation style is cultural immersion. You could say something like, I'm spending a month volunteering in a remote village in Guatemala. One that I love, foodie adventure. You could say something like, I'm taking a culinary tour of Italy to sample all regional spaghetti. And one that I have never done, but I would love to, is road trip. You could say something like, we are hitting the open road for a classic American road trip across the national parks. Remember, the key is to use descriptive language and specific details to bring your unique vacation experience to life. Y bueno, eso es todo por hoy, mis queridos amigos y oyentes. Like we say in Looney Tunes, that's all, folks. We hope this episode has given you all the tools that are necessary for you to talk about your vacations with confidence. Now, get out there and start exploring. Gracias por unirte a nosotros en este episodio especial. No olvides suscribirte a este podcast para aprender inglés en tu reproductor de podcast favorito como Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts o cualquier otra aplicación de podcast y así vas a obtener actualizaciones semanales de nuestros nuevos episodios. Recuerda visitar las notas del episodio en EnglishWayRD.com. Ahí encontrarás las conversaciones que trabajamos en cada episodio, las transcripciones y recursos adicionales de nuestro podcast para aprender más inglés. Recuerda que tenemos dos episodios semanales, lunes y miércoles. And last but not least, never forget to practice. Practice is the key to success. La práctica hace el maestro. Recuerda darnos 5 estrellas en Apple Podcasts, Spotify o cualquier otra aplicación en la que nos escuches y te permita un sistema de ratings. Nos escuchamos en el próximo episodio.